Welcome to the Grooveyard, where we play the music of the 20th century. Some you will have heard, some you will not have heard, and some you wish you have never heard. Here's your host for this 60-minute visit, James Eaton.
Come on in and sit right down. Plenty of seats at the front. I don't bite. For your listening pleasure in this visit to the Grooveyard, we've some blues, some Northern Soul, The Who, Santana, Gene Vincent, a drop of pub rock and much more. What's wrong, Fontella? From 1965, a great slice of R&B from Fontella Bass and Minnie Riperton on background vocals. Rescue Me, a number 4 in the US and a number 11 in the UK. It gave Chess Records their first million seller since Chuck Berry had managed it 10 years earlier. Apparently, Fontella Bass forgot some of the lyrics, so just started singing. Sounds fine to me. From the same year comes Bonnie and the Treasures with Home of the Brave.
Before,
where are we?
Phil Spector produced song written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Whale, Home of the Brave by Bonnie and the Treasures. Rumour had it that Bonnie was Ronnie Bennett of the Ronettes, but she was in fact singer-songwriter named Charlotte Ann Matheny. To another Svengali of the pop scene now, but from nearly 30 years later in 1990, we hear from the Malcolm McLaren-produced C30, C60, C90 Go from Bow Wow Wow. First ever cassette single from 1990, that was C30, C60, C90 Go from Bow Wow Wow. To 1983 and the Chameleons with As High As You Can Go. The Chameleons with As High As You Can Go. Noel Gallagher admits to being influenced by the Chameleons. A touch of two-tone now, with a track from Rico, Jungle Music. Trombonist Rico Rodriguez, who made records as a solo artist and also as honorary member of the Specials. There he was with a solo outing called Jungle Music, with the Specials doing vocals, released on Two Tone in 1982. To 1956 now, and a touch of rockabilly from Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps and Race with the Devil.
Well, let an evil eye, so you say, but I'll hide from the devil on the judgment day. I say, I'm a little fire, I'm an old man. I'm a little fire, I'm an old man. I'm a little fire, I'm an old man down the line. Oh, yeah. Well, me and the devil sitting at a stoplight. He started rolling all us out of sight. I say, I'm a little fire, I'm an old man. I'm a little fire, I'm an old man. I'm a little fire, I'm an old man down the line. hell's going pretty fast. I look up behind, here comes the devil doing 99. I say, I'm looking for a rising movement. I'm looking for a rising movement. I'm looking for a movement down the line.
Let's drag now!
Smart, the race was won. Here come the devil doing 101. I'm on the fire, riding, move, man. I'm on the fire, riding, move, man. I'm on the fire, I'm moving down the line.
Let's drag it in.
Here come the devil doing 99. Say, I'm on the fire, riding, move, man. I'm on the fire, riding, move, man. I'm on the fire, I'm moving down the line. Come on, yeah. Well, I've led an evil life, as they say, but I'll have run the devil on judgment day. Say, I'm on the fire, riding, move, man. I'm on the fire, riding, move, man. I'm on the fire, I'm moving down the line.
You're listening to The Grooveyard with James Eaton. Email grooveyard@gmx.com.
Talk to me, baby. Whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby. Whisper in my ear. Come a little closer. Don't have no fear. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? And all the hey, Pokemon, I heard what you told me, heard what you said, I heard what you told me, heard what you said. Don't worry, my pretty. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? And I holler, hey, Pokemon. On my elbows, dimples on her knees. She thrills and thrills me with just a little squeeze. Don't you know?
Two from the 50s in a double play. First up, Gene Vincent in his Blue Caps and Race with the Devil from 1956, followed by Gene and Eunice with Kokomo, I Love You So from 1954. Now for the song that Roger Daughtry says is his favourite of all the Who's recordings. From 1971 album, Who's Next comes Behind Blue Eyes.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind the blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded,
to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
What it's like to feel these feelings like I do,
and I blame you.
No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain or woe
can show through.
But my dreams, as my conscience seems to be, I have hours only lonely.
My love is vengeance that's never free.
Behind Blue Eyes from The Who, with the exceptional vocals of Roger Daughtry. From The who appeared at Woodstock, to another band that was also there, Santana, and a track from their third album called Santana, which is often referred to as Santana 3. This was also a single for them in 1971, No One to Depend On.
Depend on.
No One to Depend On from Santana. I'm going to be controversial here and say that to me there is only one Fleetwood Mac, and that's the original Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. And from their 1971 album The Original Fleetwood Mac comes the Peter Green composition First Train Home.
Catch the first train home. I don't know what I come here for. The first train home. I don't know what I come here for. 'Cause for 9 long years, yeah, I couldn't even walk out of my door. That's what I say.
Thank you. what you gonna do? You gonna pack your suitcase as fast as you can and try to find yourself another man, 'cause this one has come to the end of the line. Get off the line, there's a train coming. Get off the line, there's a train coming. Get off the line, there's a train coming, and it's coming straight at you.
A double play consisting of First Train Home, a wonderful plaintive blues track from Fleetwood Mac, followed by Our Dropper Pub Rock from Deke Leonard, and Get Off the Line, and what a rocker that was. That can be found on the pub rock compilation Time Gentleman. To 1955 and some lovely R&B from Clyde McFatter and the Drifters. It's one of the songs that's said to have helped influence Jamaican teenagers in the 50s to play and eventually develop ska and reggae. What you gonna do, Clyde McFatter and the Drifters?
What you gonna do about a half past eight? What you gonna do about a half past eight? It would knock me out. That's a great Saturday. You know you're so pretty.
You're so
Lordy,
pretty.
Look at them.
Look at them. Look at
them. Yes, you're so pretty.
You're so pretty.
Lordy, look at them.
Look at them. Look at them.
Just strutting down the street.
Just a
long black wavy hair.
Black wavy hair.
Now what you gonna say if I hold your hand? What you gonna say if I hold your hand? Will you look me in my eyes and say I'm your lover man? Hey, hey, hey. We're gonna reel,
gonna roll,
gonna dance,
drink,
have a ball. What you gonna do?
About 9 o'clock.
Have you heard the news?
Have you heard
the news? We're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
We're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
We're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yeah!
Clyde McFatter and the Drifters with What You Gonna Do. Time for our double play of Northern Soul, and to start, we have from 1966, Major Lance and the Beat.
Northern Soul in the Grooveyard.
Thank you.
Keeping the faith with the North and Soul double play right here in the Grooveyard. First up, Major Lance and the Beat, followed by, from 1971, the Electric Express, and it's The Real Thing. From North and Soul to some sounds that are not that far removed, Motown. And the BPM may be slower, but what a great track from Gladys Knight and the Pips, If I Were Your Woman.
I were your woman,
you were my woman,
and you were my man. She tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
But I'll pick you up, darling,
pick you up when you fall.
When she lets you fall, you're like a diamond,
shining.
But she treats you like
Town from 1970 and If I Were Your Woman from Gladys Knight and the Pips. Staying in the R&B genre, but back to the 60s, here is a track from the Stax label released in 1962, and it's almost doo-wop. The Del Rios and Just Across the Street.
I've seen and I've watched from my window, just wondering about a true love I'd someday meet. But I never thought the one I'd love lived just across the street. I saw you one evening as you came home. Your smile and your hello was oh so sweet. Then I knew I'd found the one I love living just across the street. Something got the world at my feet, and I thank the stars for sending me a love just across the street.
Just Across the Street with the Del Rios from 1962 to 1965 now, and another touch of R&B from the Companions and Be Yourself. Companions with Be Yourself. Once again, it's time to leave the Grooveyard. Thank you all for coming. And remember, there's an open invite to return when we next rummage through the recorded relics of the 20th century.
You have just been on a 60-minute visit to the Grooveyard with your host, James Eaton. If you would like to listen again, go to grooveyard.mataroa.blog. Spelt M-A-T-A-R-O-A. You can also see this visit's playlist and get the podcast. Emails can be sent to grooveyard@gmx.com. This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.